Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We have two of the region's finest restaurateurs in the studio with us today. They will answer your questions about food and fine dining. Hugh Piney is the catering director for Le Express Bistro and Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. John Lekic is also here. He's the owner of both. The restaurant is known for its modern French flavor, and the food truck can be seen from Vassar College to the Mid-Hudson Walkway. They're big fans of using local food and recently had a series at the restaurant on food as medicine, which we'll talk about. Let's get to know Hugh and John today. Give us a call. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also post comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop or email us voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Hugh Piney, John Lekic, welcome to the show. Nice to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
This is exciting. All right, first of all, I took French, you know, over 30 years ago. But I'm pretty sure Le Express is not how we say it.
That's correct.
What happened? What happened?
Somebody else had Le Express.
Oh, I see. So you just said.
And we had the business cards and we had the.
So you just added the E in a little space and you were good to go.
We were good to go. But you would be amazed how many people, nitpicking Francophiles, really? Will call us up, tweet us, and say, you spelt it wrong.
I work in public radio. I would not be surprised by this. Okay?
We know we spelt it wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
But it doesn't diminish what we actually do.
Okay, that's right. I had a look at the menu. It's pretty impressive. So
thank you.
How long is this place been in operation?
Well, it's been 4 years.
Four years?
Myself, I have over 20 years of experience, New York City mostly, Las Vegas, and 10 years in Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
My passion really is being in Hudson Valley, which is a great experience. I really have an ability to have a direct relationship with the source, with the local farms.
And so this is big, isn't it?
That's huge.
But
that's huge.
Again, I've often asked this of the chefs on this program.
Okay.
And many, a great preponderance of them like to use local things. And I always ask, is this a political statement, a sociological statement, or is it because it tastes better?
It tastes better. And I believe also personally that it's better for you. And many people share that opinion.
Hmm.
There is a difference between small boutique agriculture, small farms, and, you know, less is more. That's my philosophy. You know, industrial farms, the product has to travel. It has to have a longer shelf life. It's a different product.
Mm.
You know, smaller farmers, you know, you can influence a small farmer. As a restaurateur, you have a relationship. You know, I can tell him, I want this product. I would like you to do it this way. And that doesn't happen with the larger companies.
Well, you know, from listening to both of you speak, I can tell that you are not originally from around here, maybe Kentucky or South Carolina, something like that.
Staten Island.
Yeah, that's right. So how do you bring what comes from your home countries to the table here in the Hudson Valley?
Well, I think for me, it's to try and diminish or dispel the myth that the Brits don't eat properly.
Well, they boil everything.
We used to boil everything.
Yeah.
We actually, in London now, have more total Michelin stars than they do in Paris.
Ah.
And there's a newspaper in England called The Guardian.
Yeah.
And on April Fool's Day a few years ago, they had two things. Above the fold, it's a broadsheet, they had that London had more total stars than Paris did, and beneath the fold was an article by the Marie Stopes organization, which was encouraging different sorts of contraception, and they noted that 18% of Frenchmen have had vasectomies, but 32% of Brits. They were offering free vasectomies to Frenchmen.
Ah.
And the French next day took this as a declaration of war. Zut alors, they diminish our food, and they want to emasculate our men. And I was like, this is the problem. Yeah,
well,
but no, you can eat in England. You can't live more than 90 miles from the sea in England, so you have wonderful fresh products. And to me, the Hudson Valley is very emblematic of that same thing. I mean, all of the food markets, the big green markets in the city, they drive down Route 9. They drive through Poughkeepsie on their way, and as they add up the miles, the price goes up. So they're buying what we can buy at our local, you know, a good food store in the Poughkeepsie area or in the Albany area, I'm sure. But it's on its way down, and it doubles its price by the time it gets there.
Well, I got to say, Hugh Piney, you make great sense. And also, you're the first guest here on Food Friday who brought up vasectomies. And so bonus points for you. And
yes, well, we do that to bulls, don't we? And we do eat them. Pope Pius used to like bulls' extremities, yeah. I believe.
Well, we're already off to a
fine
start.
And we have some for you here.
Oh, really? Oh, splendid. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Hugh Piney and John Lekic of Le Express Bistro and the Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. Okay, which came first, the food truck or the bistro?
No, the bistro came first. The food truck, I have a relationship with the Children Museum in Poughkeepsie, mm-hmm. the waterfront. And last year, they were expecting a grant for a kitchen. Did not happen. And I said, okay, I'm going to get a food truck. And I went to Raleigh, North Carolina, and we got a new food truck. And it was the best thing that I did. You know, I mean, you probably saw the movie Chef. And it gives you freedom to go places.
Yeah, but it's also more overhead, more work. How do you balance all that?
No, I disagree.
Yes, you disagree?
It's a complementary to the brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Yes, you do have to expand your crew, and I had to add another chef and a few more things. But we can do, my big passion of mine now is farm dinners.
Yeah.
And it's, with the food truck, I realized, and I have done events previous to that, larger weddings, but it's so much easier because you have this mobile kitchen and you have a commissary, which is a restaurant, and you can do events for 100, 200 people very easily. And it's not so complicated.
Without using an automotive metaphor here, didn't you have to shift gears quite a bit from being in a kitchen and then taking it on the road in a food truck where limited facilities, and obviously you have to limit your menu.
Well, it makes you more focused. That's correct.
Yeah.
But the farm dinners, you know, now I love my farms, local farms. I have a great relationship with the local farmers. But ability for me to go to the farm and create an event, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Or go to the walkway. I mean, the walkway.
Walkway, we just started this year, a few weeks. And they're very enthusiastic. And I think it's a very special place in New York.
Which side of the walkway are you on?
I'm on the Poughkeepsie side.
Okay. So people come over and they're exhausted. It's a long walk. They're very, very hungry. And then you say, well, we've doubled our prices, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, John.
Yeah, that's
No. We were thinking of it, but
that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
So give us a sample here, and then again, the number to call is 800-348-2551. We have a couple of calls on the line. Just hang in there, Tom and Tim, and we'll get to you first. So give us a quick example of what we might find on the Farmers and Chefs food truck at any given day.
Okay. Our partners from Ober Creek Farm, we always do organic mixed green salad with local beets, goat cheese from the Sprout Creek Farm, cider vinaigrette, pecans. We juice every day. So that's a green juice is another thing. And then another farm that I love, it's Madura Farm. They're in Goshen.
Yeah.
And Dan Madura, he has been growing mushrooms since 1970s. And I love his hen of the wood mushroom. So we do that with a food truck.
Mm.
We pair it with Claytonia, for example, which is a miner's lettuce, very nutritious, comes from the same farm. And this is something that you could actually forage in a forest. And it's just light, very crisp, lightly pan-fried. We use the coconut oil for frying, by the way, which is much healthier, the healthiest mm-hmm. Oil to fry in. And it's finished with a drizzle of the cream of balsamic, a little bit of molten salt, and crushed pink peppercorns. You have
and
a
I think we
there.
Have a sample for you.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Well, we'll try that out. What we'll do is we'll take a break here in a couple of minutes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We'll hit the phones, and then while people talk to you, I eat.
It works
out really. So if nobody calls, I don't get to eat, but we have calls on the line already.
Yeah, we paid those.
Did you really?
We did, yes.
Well, you know, you're the best guest we've ever had
try.
Here on the
we
program.
Try.
Hugh Piney and John Lekic.
Thank
so
you.
Food trucks have certainly changed.
Yes.
In Albany, we've had always down by the Capitol. Food trucks have been here for as long as I can mm-hmm. remember. And, you know, you figure you go up to a food truck, you get a hot dog, you get a hamburger.
It's a bread.
Things have really changed.
Yeah,
and we've had food truck people on this show. The breadth of menu options is stunning. And it sounds like you're taking it to another level.
Absolutely. With the brick and mortar, it's possible. Absolutely. There is so much we can do.
But, I mean, I would think it would not be an easy transition from somebody who's used to being in kitchens to taking that on the road and not having maybe all the gear that you need and all the implements that you need.
You know, the thing that's different is that you, when you have a properly equipped food truck, it's exactly the same as having a normal kitchen. And I, believe you me, I've seen kitchens half the size of this space that we're in now. I mean, 10 by 10, and they're banging out food. And there's one very specifically in Poughkeepsie, that the Beech Tree. And the kitchen, you, the chefs turn around and they bang into each other.
Yeah.
And we have twice as much space as they do.
Wow. Well, at the restaurant, you do most of the prep, and you're very focused when you're in a food truck. You don't want to have the most is 8 to 10 items.
Yeah.
So I change my menu daily, and depending on what's in season. Right now, we have a wild rams. We have another 2 weeks.
Did you bring those?
I did not. Yeah, I'll have to come back for that.
Some people are very, they love ramps.
Yes.
Once we start talking about ramps, the phone lines are loaded. Yeah. Actually, the phone lines are loading up now. Let's take a quick break. We'll try some food, and then we'll get to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Hugh Piney and John Lekic are here from Le Express Bistro and Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. They also cater. They also do food as medicine. We'll talk about that as well. It's Food Friday at WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from the Black Sheep Downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. Bread and Butter, newly opened restaurant in North Amherst Mill District, offering breakfast and lunch daily from traditional staples to chef specialties such as duck confit hash and maple sriracha pork belly, breadandbutteramherst.com. Curran Compliance Services, Greenwich, New York, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Compliance consultants to the life insurance industry, announcing a symposium in Albany, June 22nd through 24th. CurranCompliance.com. Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts. Planning and catering weddings, showers, reunions, and other gatherings, indoors or out, at the Curtis House, with 3 rooms available, or at a variety of venues around the area. GloriosaCO.com. And Viva Fresh Pasta, 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world, Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork, VivaFreshPasta.com.
The food is here. It's Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. We are joined today by Hugh Piney and John Lekic of Le Express Bistro and Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. And you guys did a... I think it's a really cool thing that you did. This is in conjunction with Vassar Brothers Medical Center, and I guess it was in February.
Yes, it was.
Food as medicine. Talk about that before we get to the phones. And
sure.
Tom and Tim and Nancy, hang in there. You'll be soon.
So the HealthQuest has sponsored this event, and it was very unusual. It was the first time that something like this was done. It was...
Now, to be clear, you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Okay. Hugh, are you a doctor?
My father was.
Okay, well, all right, you're close.
Yes, perhaps.
So we had a 4-course dinner
yeah.
that was sponsored by the HealthQuest, and we had a cardiologist and nutritionist from Vassar Hospital.
Okay.
And I invited all the farmers from whose ingredients we created the menu to come in.
Yeah.
And we also had a patient, a cancer survivor, come in and speak. And everybody offered. And I had John Novi from the Puy Canal House. He's a legendary local mm-hmm. chef from Ulster County. So we had a very diverse group, and everybody reflected about connection between the food and medicine. And I think, as I said, less is more. You know, less chemicals, less preservatives, if possible. Less sugars, So if we can keep it cleaner, it has an effect on the health.
Now, we've talked about food in preventive ways, eating right and lessening your chances for various illnesses. But am I correct in saying that the thrust of this was some foods can make you better?
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was one of the things that we were talking about was the idea that you can not only take things out of your diet, but add things into your diet. I mean, I'm an omnivore. I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
With almost, you know, as long as it's not looking at me. You were mentioning
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, the eels that look at you.
Eels that look at you, perhaps not. Turn them away when you do that.
That's a good idea. Or at least get their name before you eat them.
But you can, the fact that we now know where our food comes from is becoming more and more important. I used to work with a guy who was a vegetarian all his life, and he suddenly started eating chicken, meat, fish, because he knew where it was coming from. It wasn't as if it was a bad thing anymore. It wasn't coming from the back of a huge industrial truck or farm. He had gone out there, he had looked at the cows and the sheep and the ducks and the whatever else. He didn't kill them himself, but he realized that this was something that he now understood. It wasn't an anonymous source for your food. You go into the supermarket and you see row after row after row of packaged food, and you actually no idea where it came from.
Right.
You know, they'll say local. What does it mean? You know, to us, local does mean the farmers we meet with, the farmers we see every day.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to hear from the farmers the practices that they have when they farm. Small organic farms to the produce, you know, what they do with the soil, how they do it. Another thing is we really need to support that. I think we need to produce more of our food that we consume on the local level. So it's going to be better for us. We need to support the small boutique agriculture. You know, 60% of the, I think, I read that somewhere, of the farms in New York, you know, they're subsidized. They're operating at a loss. But I think that can change. You know, with the smartphones, with the internet. At the Food as Medicine event, we had Patricia Wint. She's an owner of the new company that's based in Poughkeepsie. And basically what they do, they distribute. They go to the local farms and they bring the farm products to the local restaurants. And now they have an offshoot of that company, and they're doing that for individuals.
Hmm.
Because, you know, accessibility. You know, I have a lot of my customers, they say, John, how can we get the ingredients that you're using? Because then you cannot go different farm market. It's just not possible to be, you know, the farms are not concentrated. And this is an answer. This did not exist a few years ago. Patricia's company is called Farms to Tables. And what she does, she has an app. You download it. And it's a real time. The farmer can put, you know, 20 pounds of carrots or whatever the quantity of the product he has.
Yeah.
You know, you have meat, you have dairy, you have cheeses, you have everything. And they will deliver it to the specific locations for individuals, and they'll deliver it to the businesses, like restaurants. That's one of the tools that I didn't have a few years ago.
And
it's wonderful.
And it really is wonderful. The whole dynamic is changing. The whole paradigm is changing for the consumer, for the farmers, and we've talked about it again and again on this program. It would seem to be arcing in the right direction. Let's go to the phones, 800-348-2551. Tom and Amherst, you're extraordinarily patient. You are first.
Hi, I have a question about gout. So a few years ago, I developed gout and uric acid kidney stones. And through a lot of effort, I came up with a diet. And it's not obvious what you should eat and what you should not eat. And when I go to a restaurant, I'm almost never able to find what I need. And it seems like, you know, French food and bistros are just filled with stuff which is not good for people with my particular condition. I just wonder if you could remark on that.
Okay, now you know these guys are not doctors, right? You understand that.
Well, yeah, but I know you're not doctors, but it's a simple, you know, diet. Okay. They tell you, well, it has to be low in a thing called purines, which are a measurable quantity in food. And for the kidney stone thing, you need to eat alkaline-forming foods, which is also a very simple thing. And restaurants seem not to be aware of the purines.
I see. All right. Well, let's. I think Hugh wants to have at this.
Well, yeah, I do have a couple of questions. What kind of foods are you able to eat to avoid the condition you have, or to mitigate?
Well, yeah, it's more
mitigate.
I'm not. So if you take off poultry and seafood, basically a vegetarian diet.
And you haven't been able to find local restaurants that will provide that for you?
Well, I do, and
okay.
If I go to a vegetarian restaurant, that's fine. But when I go out with friends and they go to a restaurant that predominantly has meat type of proteins, what they have on the vegetarian selection is really kind of a joke.
Yeah. Okay. And well, the advantage we have in our restaurant is John, who is the owner of L'Express, his wife is a vegetarian.
Ah,
so we are knee-deep in wonderful vegetarian food. And it's not by request, it's by order of she who must be obeyed.
Ah, well, there you go. Tom, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. Our guests today, John Lekic and Hugh Piney of L'Express Bistro. Don't bother with the apostrophe there. It's L'Express, a farmer's and chef's food truck as well. And let's go over to line two. And Tim and Delmar. Tim, you're on.
Good afternoon. Let's say you go out to a restaurant. There's four of you. You sit down, and two of the people want fish, so you order fish. The other two people order red meat. Now, do you buy a red wine, a white wine, or do you buy both?
Well, you can definitely order a red wine depending on the fish, and you can always have a choice to have wine by the glass, or you can have both.
But red, yeah. Red would be a better bet.
It's up to the person who is consuming. You know,
I also think it's the time of year, not the meal you're having in front of you. I think in the summer you're going to be drinking more whites, you're going to be drinking more pink wines, perhaps Gruners, that kind of thing. And in the winter you're going to be eating heavier food, which requires a heavier wine to work with it. So I think it's really a matter of just taste. I don't think there's red with meat, white with fish. Is necessarily a rule. It's just, it's been that way, and we've always talked that way. But, you know, people drink beer with their food.
Well, I do.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Not at the moment. But, okay. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. I got to tell you, this is good. What have you made? It is delicious.
Thank you. That's a beef bourguignon. It's a local beef from... New York cattle company, the Stringham Road in LaGrange. It's in Dutchess County. Mm. It's like 5 miles from our restaurant. And it's all grass-fed. Donor, Gian Gugliardi, he's amazing. You know, he's really, really,
He's passionate about his cows.
He really is.
He is passionate about his cows.
The beef is literally, you break it with your fork. So how long and at what temperature are you cooking this?
It's at 400, about 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours.
It's really good. So tender.
I love watching people eat.
I got to say, and the onions.
Yeah, we do a large batches too, you know. So
yeah. Delicious stuff. And the potato.
It's done with the local carrots, cipollini onions, fingerling potatoes.
Okay. You guys can come back.
Thank you very much.
You can be lousy for the rest of the show. You can come back anyway.
We will try.
Let's go to line three and Nancy in Amsterdam. Nancy, you're on.
Hello, Nancy.
Is Nancy there? I'll try it again here. I may have done something wrong. Nancy, are you there? Okay, Nancy's not there. Sorry, Nancy, you waited all that time. Chris in Newburgh. Chris, are you on?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment that people don't realize what they're eating until it's too late. I mean, the average American dinner is a pizza with a liter of Coca-Cola for young children. And wealthy people, poor people... they have no clue what the major advertising in America is doing to them being brainwashed. And people really should wake up and pay attention to people like these two gentlemen you have on your show before it's too late and they have diabetes or they have some horrible medical condition like gout and they can't be cured and they're ruined for the rest of their life because they wanted to get that $8.99 dinner for their children.
Do you ever eat pizza, Chris?
I don't, no, I'm
really?
Vegan. Yeah.
Oh, you're a vegan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the fact of the matter is, and you're absolutely right about it, a lot of things now are done for convenience. So, and literally, I'm sure McDonald's could say, we are farm to table or farm to back seat or front seat or your lap or whatever. It's coming from a farm. It is meat, perhaps. We hope maybe it is. But I think what's more important, and I think the point you're bringing up, is people need to be aware of where their food is coming from. And I realize that it tends to be a middle-class thing that we can afford to buy pasture-raised this and cage-free that and hormone-free everything, which would be wonderful. A lot of people are not in that economic spectrum that they can do that. So I think when we see more and more farms and farmers working out how to make this food accessible, it's going to be much better for the health of our country in general.
I think the solution is really to support local production. I think that's something that we can influence, and I completely agree with the statement. We can, you know, get better food, and I think it's very important for food to be affordable. It's to everybody.
Okay.
You know, it's a difficult thing.
But, I think
if you could focus on it, if you could put the energy in the right place, it could be done.
All right, our legal department wants us to know that, of course, we're not casting aspersions upon McDonald's.
No, it's a Scottish restaurant. I was.
Oh, that one.
McDonald's.
All right, fair enough. Good catch. Deanne in West Sand Lake. Deanne, you're on.
Oh, thank you. My daughter lives down near there, and she has a business where she cooks with all either local or organic food. And I'm just wondering what the name of this supplier is that you mentioned. There's a supplier down there who will connect farmers.
Yes, it's a company that distributes and goes to the local farms exclusively. It's Farms, number two, Tables, Boda Plural.
And Tables.
You can actually download an app on your phone, and you can see the company.
Okay.
And where is your daughter cooking?
Outside of Poughkeepsie, near there.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Okay, competition.
So Farms Two Tables, if I looked it up online, I could get the website.
That you can, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Deanne, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. It is a Food Friday. Ray Graff here. We're joined today by Hugh Piney and John Lekic of Le Express Bistro and Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. And let's go over to Nancy and Adams. Nancy, you're on.
Hi. I had the opportunity to get some potato starch, and I ran out of cornstarch. Can I use potato starch in place of?
You could definitely do that. What are you doing? What are you making?
I was making a glaze for carrots, and I wanted to. I wondered if it would be the same.
You could. It would be a little bit different, of course, but you could replace it.
So yes. Basically, yeah. The same though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
That was an
you
easy
see,
one.
You get
Thank
the
you,
no follow-ups, no. Nothing, it's all right.
Just the right questions.
Yeah, this is great. It's nice to have you gentlemen here, and the bistro is in, where is the bistro in Poughkeepsie?
It's in Wappinger Falls. It's on the border of the Wappinger Falls, Poughkeepsie, and LaGrange.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so, any chance of you guys expanding up north, or are you going to stick with the truck and the bistro?
Right now, we have a lot on our hands. We're doing food truck, but we also do a lot of catering offsite. We have done events at the Millbrook Winery. We will be doing certain things. We plan to do them at Poughkeepsie Farm Project, Boscobel, Walkway.
Everywhere. Oh, yes, everywhere. We're all over the place. And we basically have truck will travel.
But
if you want to pay us enough money, they'll come up and feed you and your five kids.
If you're looking at me personally, I work in radio, so let's just skip the whole thing.
Okay.
But the walkway would be an interesting thing. We are planning, and they're very excited about the idea, and I think it will happen this summer. We want to do a farm dinner on a walkway. We have done one with a food truck last September at Ober Creek Farm for 125 people. And doing a farm dinner on a walkway would be really wonderful to promote Poughkeepsie, Dutchess County, and Hudson Valley, and New York.
Yeah.
And all the ingredients would be from the local farms.
Give us an idea of what might be on the menu.
You know, the greens from Ober Creek Farm, they're organic. You know, we definitely want to incorporate our apples. I use the Fishkill Farms, Josh Morgenthau, and we use their chicken stew. They're really excellent.
Yeah.
He pays attention. It's all pasture-raised. The feed is non-GMO feed, you know, chemical-free. And
can you taste the difference?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes, you can. Even when you butcher the chickens, you can see the difference.
Huh.
You know
okay.
what I mean? They're much smaller. But
right.
but the flavor is there. The thing is, it's about education. You know, I love the stewing birds I get from Fishkill Farms. And what I do with them, it's a cocoa one. You have to braise them and cook them. The best way to do it is like to cook them overnight for 12 hours on a very, very low heat.
Mm.
and they are excellent.
The meat and is amazing. The problem for a lot of people is basically having the time to do these things.
That is, yes. You know? Getting back to our last caller, convenience, it's also about time, and there's so little of that to go around.
But we have chefs who are happy to stay up all night to do this, and so people should come to our restaurant rather than sit at home for 12 hours.
So you're paying chefs to work overnight and roast. So the who's running the business? The overhead must be insane.
You know what?
Let's not go there. Okay.
You know what I would love to see? You know, the farm dinners. You know, when you say Miami, you think of the beach and the sand. I think when you say Hudson Valley, I think we should think of the farm dinner experience. And I spoke to Mary Kay Verba at the Dutchess Tourism, and there's many tours that are being taken. I think that should be a part of the experience. I don't want to be the only one doing this. I want other chefs to take this upon themselves and the farms. It would be a great partnership.
It's a great idea, and they're doing it with wineries, New York wineries, and Hudson Valley wineries.
And it matters. When you look at the great places, tourist destinations around the world, like Tuscany, Bordeaux, Hudson Valley has it all. We can be Napa and Sonoma. I feel Hudson Valley is a bit now like Napa and Sonoma in 60s and 70s in those early days. But I think our farms will be our vineyards.
You're going to run for office? I think you got a platform.
I'm just passionate about what I do.
Let's take a break. We are joined today by Hugh Piney and John Lekic, and we'll take more of your calls at 800-348-2551. We'll be right back on Food Friday.
Support for WAMC comes from Schenectady County Historical Society in Schenectady's Historic Stockade District, featuring exhibits, walking tours, research library, and more, now presenting Secret Stockade, Walking Tours with Lunch, schenectadyhistorical.org. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York, cafecapriccio.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. The Ashokan Center, presenting Alastair Fraser and Natalie Haas in a concert of traditional and contemporary Scottish fiddle and cello music on Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. Ashokancenter.org. And Sutter Meats, King Street, Northampton, providing fresh, local, pasture-raised beef, pork, and lamb. Additional house-made items include rotisserie chickens, bone broths, bacon jam, and handmade sausages. SutterMeats.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC. Food Friday, don't you know? Ray Graff here. Number to call is 800-348-2551. Hugh Piney and John Lekic are our guests. And let's go back to the phones. And Eric in Saratoga. Eric.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a question. I've been trying to get more into cooking for myself and for my roommate. And I was looking for some ideas for things that were kind of easy to make that were also healthy, local, etc. For instance, one of my favorites to do is asparagus, little olive oil, salt, pepper. Wait until you can fork through them, and then they're done. But what's something else that would be kind of a good thing using local ingredients, especially from this time of year?
I think John wants to field this one.
Sure. I'm very passionate about the wild rams, and now it's the season.
Oh,
you know, we have maybe another 2 to 3 weeks for them. And we just picked some yesterday, actually, in Pleasant Valley. And they're very easy to do. Just char-grilled, a little bit of olive oil. And I usually pair them with romesco, which is a sauce done with a blend of almonds, garlic, piquillo peppers, and just a light touch of tomato. It's really good. And highly recommend them, you know, if you never tried them.
And you can make and freeze that sauce, can't you, John?
Which one? The sauce?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sauce, you know, the ramps are meant to be enjoyed really fresh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a seasonal thing. We do pickle them, you know, but that's another thing. But I would recommend them, you know, do not, you know, take advantage of it. You have a few more weeks, try to find them, and you will really enjoy them. That's something very special.
Eric, thanks a lot for the call. Our number to call is 800-348-2551. What is the mania about ramps? Now, I think they're very tasty, but is it the scarcity that makes them so prized? People go crazy over ramps.
It's that bright, shining moment.
Because it's very specific
to a time of year.
Yes.
And we need that. We need the spring.
Yeah. They're very healthy. It's a clean food. It's something that you can go out and forage yourself. You know, they're everywhere now.
Yeah. And, I'll never forget, Johnny, I had a girl who came to me when I was catering for another company, and she mentioned seasonal, farm to table over and over again. So I put in front of her some fiddlehead ferns, which have come and gone already, some ramps, and some baby lettuces. And she didn't know what the heck they were. And I was like, this is now. This is the time of year. Mm-hmm. And because it only happens for that brief shining moment, it's gone. Fiddlehead ferns are gone. And they are one of the most, to me, they are a concentrated piece of spring. And that is it. And you do them very gently.
Thank you. I want to say a few things about the Farmers and Chef food truck. We are participating in three farmers market. We're going to be doing the Cold Spring Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. That's going to be at Bosco Bell. We're going to be in Beacon's Farmers Market. And also a Taste of New York on Taconic, Todd Hill. That is going to be exciting.
That's a big deal.
Now, I enjoy that very much because when we are participating in a farmers market, what we'd like to do is support the farmers who are present at that particular farmer's market.
Right.
And I think that's very exciting.
And the beautiful thing is for the Taste of the Hudson Valley Farmer's Market on the Taconic is people will stop there and buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of food on their way to the Berkshires because there's nowhere else. Yes, they have to stop, get a cup of coffee and take a pee, but
thanks for saying that.
You can do all of these things, but you can also drop hundreds and hundreds of dollars on rather overpriced local food. So we're going to have our truck there starting on Fridays in June to provide more memorable foods.
Well, I want to also say it's an opportunity, really. When it comes, I see restaurateurs, now with the food truck too, there's an opportunity to engage people, and it's an opportunity to educate. And you're a bit of a storyteller. You speak about the food.
Yeah. Now,
like if you go to Spain, if you go to Tuscany, if you go to a little village, they will tell you all about their cheese, all about their wine, all about the chicken that comes from the village. And I think we have to do that as a community up here too.
I think that's a nice – you have a certain philosophical outlook that we don't often see.
But this is going to – it's a win-win for everyone. Like I find myself in Dutchess County, which was mostly IBM. We need to change. The economy is changing, the whole model. But I think the tourism, it's just beginning. There's so much more opportunity. And we have it. We have it. It's all here.
So, John, you're the artist, and Hugh, you're the businessman in the group. Is this what I'm divining here?
Yes.
John's a poet.
Okay,
John's the poet, and I'm the ringmaster.
So there must be some hellacious fights. This must be great.
You know what? We actually shake hands every morning. We don't come out fighting, but we do shake
hands
good.
Every day. Just in case.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Let's go back to the phones. Joe in Orange County. Joe, you're on.
The storytelling component is great. I think that's brilliant. I have a friend of mine who, he's a singing wine guy, and he'll sing. He'll tell you about the wine you're drinking, the story behind it, the history. And it helps sell and give value added to whatever you're doing.
Now, does he sing before he drinks the wine or after he's drunk?
Everybody sings it afterwards. Yeah.
Well, yes and no. Usually at the end, he's kind of wobbling a little bit. But
yes.
It's a value added for him anyway. And, there's always history behind it. And storytelling is an art. So I have to agree with you there. One of the questions I had for you, gentlemen, is... natural pesticides. I presume if you're growing something organically, you're using some type of natural pesticide or something that, like my friend used to put certain things in her garden, plant certain things.
That's correct.
To others.
That is correct.
Is that what goes on here for organic products?
Natural pesticides. And they're much less harmful than any chemical pesticides.
And Joe, I recommend that you tune in when we do our next gardening show because that comes up all the time. And our gardeners,
know an awful lot about that.
So it's not Irish Spring soap? Doesn't it keep the deer away?
Well, maybe. Maybe. Thank you for bringing up a product name, too, Hugh. You're really you're all over the place today. This is great.
I got to tell you, it's like listening to Organics Foods of the Rich and Famous.
That's funny.
Your accent.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. We appreciate the call. 800-34- I bet you don't get that at all.
Never. Nobody ever mentions it. And I come from Canarsie.
Ah, no, you see, well,
different education
down in New York,
that's the way we can get away with it down there.
800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Food Friday. We're joined today by Hugh Piney and John Lekic of Le Express Bistro and Farmers and Chefs Food Truck. Let's go to Max in Glens Falls. Max.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
It's a really nice conversation you're having. Pretty refreshing to hear, like, going pretty deep into hearing, like, you know, a want for quality, like that there's a market for that, I think is awesome. I'm an organic farming apprentice up in the Adirondacks, and so this stuff is really exciting to me. I was calling in just to, because you mentioned ramps earlier, and that, you know, there's a lot of, like, wild foods appearing more and more on these nice restaurants, and I just wanted to throw out there that sometimes some of the harvesting practices surrounding wild forage things can be, but not always, certainly kind of taxing on the environment that they're in. And so I was just hoping that in the future, it'd be awesome to see restaurants, putting out there that it's been ethically foraged and that, that they're real mindful of that, because a lot of these things, in that case, I don't know if you can grow things like fiddleheads or ramps, but, or morels also, but that they can't be farmed so much. And so you're actually going out in the field or in the woods and finding them. So, that's one of the throw that out there.
John wants to respond.
Sure. Yeah. For example, we forage our wild ramps ourselves. And you're absolutely right. There's a piece of property that's private. And we make sure that we don't go to the same part of the property every year so the ramps can come back. Mm. And you're absolutely right. It has to be done ethically when you do that.
Yeah, all right. Max,
cool.
Thanks
a
lot.
So you guys are on point. Totally appreciate it.
Isn't there a kind of a rule of thumb in foraging, Max, to always leave a certain percentage? Because we've done shows on foraging, and I always get the impression that part of the deal is if you're taking ramps, you have to leave X percentage there for future.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it.
Yep. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Here in Studio A on a Food Friday, and let's go to Carolyn in Dutchess County.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I haven't been to the restaurant yet, but I've heard great things, and I'm planning to get there. But I did wonder about why you picked that location, because it is kind of off the beaten track. And was it some incentive or something, like an economic development zone, or was it just you liked it out there?
No, it was not.
They were new to the area, and they just spun the wheel.
They were looking at the location in Tarrytown on the waterfront. Did not work out. The landlord purchased the plaza. It is off the beaten path. And at the time, I just said, okay, it's time for me to open something. The idea is important, what I believe in. And 95% of my business is because of it's a destination. People come
right.
Because they have experienced the restaurant, they heard
but
about
it. I also wanted to ask if you were planning on coming to the farm market over by Vassar College. There's a good one there, too, on Thursdays, I think.
We will try. We are already at a campus every Tuesday for Tasty Tuesdays. And at the moment, we have a commitment to the Beacon, Cold Spring, and Taste of New York Farmers Market. But we would love to, if there is a time that we can do it, absolutely.
We
would love to participate.
And I would actively encourage you to come to the restaurant so we can make more money, so we can buy another truck, so we can be at Vassar as well on Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Of course,
Thursdays.
Now we don't do calls to action in public radio, so I know Hugh was only joking about that when he said that.
Poughkeepsie Farm Project, which is right across Vassar, we do plan to do a farm dinner there. Because they used to do them, and they stopped last 3 years. Now with the food truck, it will be a very easy thing to do. And we do plan to bring the ingredients and put them on a truck during the Tasty Tuesday at the Vassar College. And that will be great to connect the farm and Vassar College.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Carolyn. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 on a Food Friday. John in Chicopee. John, you're on.
Hey, I really enjoyed the conversation today, and I'd like to pick up on what the gentleman
talking about wild foraging.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of issue, and just wanted to make you aware that what would be great would be to be able to distinguish, if you would, between harvesting leaves and harvesting the roots, in that the leaves are harvestable in the spring and, of course, are fabulous, but harvesting the roots in the spring has a significantly negative impact on the population, and you can find in the literature, peer-reviewed scientific literature, to indicate that harvesting even 10% will have a negative impact. And as a professional botanist in the field, I can tell you that it's all the chatter about many of the populations and communities out here being just nailed all over the Northeast, and people selling them commercially. And so I'm encouraging markets to buy the leaves in the spring and don't buy the roots until after August, when the plants have put out seed.
You're absolutely right on all of that. And we try to make sure that anything that we buy for the restaurant or for our food truck is, once again, sustainably harvested. We do a lot of it ourselves. Our chefs literally go out in the field and will, at this time of year, cut the ramps, cut the fiddleheads, cut the little baby lettuces, and not take anything out of the
roots. And it's less than 10%. You know, the area where we are, not even a fraction of it.
Hey, John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. Let's go over to Carly in Saratoga. Carly, you're on.
Hello, Carly.
Did I hit the wrong button? Let's try it again. Carly, are you there? I think Carly is there, but she's not speaking. Okay. Carly, give it another try. You have another couple of minutes here. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. So you guys have done pretty well.
Thank you.
Not too bad.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So, all right. Well, and the food was good.
And we haven't poisoned you yet.
No, that's...
But then again, we have 5 minutes.
So what's up with the... You seem to know an awful lot about foraging, Hugh. Is this something you've been doing for a long, long time?
I've been involved in the business. I've been in the food industry. I've been in the catering side of the food industry for about 20 years.
And how long has this been hugely popular?
Foraging?
Yeah. In the popular culture. I know people have been doing it for hundreds of years.
I mean,
but it seems to be spiking.
People are more aware. People are more aware of where their food comes from and what they're doing with, what's good for them, what's bad for them. And so the idea of foraged food, which is, as you say, something that we've known about for years and years and years, is now becoming much more mainstream. I mean, you can go to your local supermarket and see what used to be just foraged food, fiddlehead ferns, ramps. You didn't see them 10 years ago.
There could be an inherent danger, though, to this, because unless you know where it is being foraged, there could be pesticides, there could be anything on the ground, you could be next to a highway where there is an oil spill. So how do you maintain quality control, and is there, in fact, any state regulation of this sort of thing?
I don't think there is, unfortunately. But I think regulations are inherent in foraging, especially. There's a community of foragers. People know where the good stuff is. And because of that, they make sure that they are keeping these places pristine. They do it in a sustainable manner. You know, it's very important to us that we don't poison our guests.
That's really noble of you.
Call me old-fashioned, if you would. But,
never kill a customer.
Killing a customer isn't a good idea.
Most of the foragers that I use, either I'm doing it myself and my chef and my crew, or there's a few retired chefs from the CIA that they do foraging professionally.
So you know the people you deal with.
Exactly.
And so you there's a level of trust there.
Exactly. You know, there was occasions that people would bring something to my restaurant, but I would not be able to accept it. You know, like hen of the wood mushrooms, because I didn't know the source, or we could not identify certain things. So I don't take chances like that, no.
Well, we have about a minute left. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, it's Le Express,
HV.com.
We just changed it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're Luddites as well. But yeah, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you want to visit our website, if you want to give us a buzz about anything related to food and food trucks, are there at your service.
This was fun. And so where is the Farmers and Chefs food truck going to be next?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be doing, it's an ASPCA charity event. It's Music and Mustangs. It's in Dover Plains at a farm. It's a concert.
Nice.
So we're going to be there from noon till 6 p.m. Representing the restaurant, we're going to participate with Chef Jan Novi together jointly at the Mohonk Mountain House.
Oh, that's
we
a great place.
Wine and Food Festival of Newport. That's a wonderful event. This is our third year.
Fantastic. Which one of you is a designated driver?
John does the food. Okay. I do the wine.
I'll do the driving.
Well, gentlemen.
And another event that you're doing.
We only have about 10 seconds.
May 1st, Innisfree Gardens in Millbrook. It's a food farm faith initiative. I would recommend to come in.
This was great fun. I hope you guys come back again soon. Hugh Piney and John Lekic of Le Express in Poughkeepsie and the Farmers and Chefs food truck, which you can see in the Hudson Valley. Support comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts, serving globally inspired, locally sourced cuisine, open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday at 5, blueherondining.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar and bakery, rivervalley.coop. And the Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, educating children pre-K through grade 12 and striving to inspire a lifelong love of learning, waldorfsaratoga.org. Thanks again to Hugh and John for being here. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Your phones were answered by Barb King. Our producer, the affable Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Ray Graff. Have a wonderful weekend. Alan will be in the big chair for Medical Monday on Monday at 2. Stay tuned now for news.